Today's scripture reading is from Colossians 3, verses 15 to 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. May the Lord add his blessing to this word.
Okay, today, in lieu of the regular sermon time, we'll be opening up for sharing. And as most of you know, this past week was our annual VBS, Vacation Bible School Ministry. And that was filled with a lot of different blessings. If you're planning to share, though, please remember to just keep it relatively brief so that others can share, and wait until you get the handheld microphone so that everyone can hear you clearly. Okay. Just to start with, though, Vacation Bible School, I think we've been doing this. Was it the fifth year or sixth? Oh, okay. Great. Okay, so I came in 2009, so but you were already doing it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Super. So this is seven or eight then, or
eighth year.
I can't add. So okay, eighth year. But I know for the last five years I've been here, every year as we approach Vacation Bible School, there's always this concern about how many kids are registered, because you know we try to promote it for a couple of months, but for whatever reason, the week before Vacation Bible School, a lot of times we just have like 10. Maybe 15 signed up. And, you know, of course, we're thankful for every child that will come, but, you know, it's quite a project. And this year, sure enough, on Monday night, there were 42. So, I mean, all of us who had any involvement with it, I'd like people to say, oh, you know, I learned the first couple of years, and I have such faith in God that I knew, even though we only had 10 or 15 the week before, that, you know, but I really did. I just trusted in God with it, and just praise God for his goodness and his grace. And especially, obviously, there are a lot of people involved. Dozens of people were helping for months in advance. But the two people that primarily chaired the whole project, Carrie's not here today. Is Carrie here? Carrie couldn't make it today. But it's Mei Fong and Carrie Yee, so let's give them a hand, obviously. Okay, so Patty, you want to share something? Yeah, if you haven't seen the decorations, I mean, I think, well, a lot of them have been taken down, but if those of you who saw it at its fullness, May's husband, Matt, certainly did a lot of that, and very creative. That big tree, Matt pretty much built, yeah, it was all Matt. Now, some of the other decorations, we were blessed by other churches that have done the program earlier in the summer, and we were able to borrow some of their items, I think from Laguna Chinese Baptist and from Impact Church. Did we get anything decorated? No, we got some other supplies, but from Laguna Chinese Baptist and others. But so many of you helped, and we just really appreciate that. It really was a blessing, a tremendous blessing, and just so many families were involved. I know it's always hard to go first, so let me just see a show of hands. How many of you would like to share something this morning? Just raise your hands so we can just keep them up. Keep them up for a second so I get an idea how many people are going to be sharing. Okay. Okay. Would any of you like to go first? Keep your hands up if you'd like to go first. Okay. Well, Michelle, you got tricked into it, so go ahead.
Hi. Morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Wong McSween. I grew up in this church ever since I was a little girl. My mother came to this church. My great-grandfather founded this church. So it meant so much to me that we're able to come back from New York every year, every summer, and be welcomed back into our church family home. And I just cannot begin to tell you how warm inside it makes me feel to see my sons so loved by all of my cousin's kids and all of my friends' kids. I mean, all of you who I grew up with, now your kids are playing with my kids, and it just makes me feel so happy and I just feel so at home, and this is just exactly what I've been looking for in New York, and I can't find it because you weren't there. You're here. So I feel so blessed to be able to come home every summer and share so much love and joy and fellowship with all of you, with my family. And it just means so much to me that my sons can see what I was so fortunate to grow up with my entire life. And it just makes me feel so happy that they have a small portion of what I was able to enjoy as a young girl. So thank you, May, and everyone else who contributed. I know everyone did so much to make it such a success. I mean, all the kids playing with my kids and all the parents making all the food and all the volunteers. So thank you so much.
Well, we do appreciate when Michelle and her husband Steve and their three kids can come back from the East Coast for the summer. But I think a couple of weeks before VBS, when we had maybe 9 or 12 kids signed up, and we said, "But yeah, but you know, Michelle's three boys are going to be." So we just increased by 25%. Oh, thank God! You know, so I mean, so there's a mutual blessing there. Really enjoy having your three boys. Okay, second. Who wants to be second? There's a couple that that brought their older 4-year-old boy to VBS this past week, and this is the father, Brian, and the wife, Leslie, and had a great time talking to Brian a little bit the first night. Found out that they met while serving the Marines in Southern California together for 4 years, and Leslie is from Sacramento originally. Brian is from Illinois, so we made an immediate Midwest connection there because I'm from Michigan. But so we just talked a little bit and found out some things. I thought, wow, if they could come and they usually attend another church in Elk Grove, but if they could be here today to share a little bit with us, that would be a blessing for all of us. So you want to come up front, or you want to, come on, just come up front. Just people can see you a little bit without turning their heads and stuff, okay?
Can you see the shaking? It's really unfortunate that Pastor Lewis is a Michigan fan, though. So, you know, we didn't really hit it off right at the beginning, but you know, it ended up that way. So, I'm Brian Wagner, and this is my wife Leslie Lou. So, Vacation Bible School is definitely a blessing to our family and our kids. Actually, how this all started: Leslie's mother and her grandmother went to the Fifth Street reunion, and they just so happened to see a brochure there about Vacation Bible School, and they said, "Oh, this would be perfect for your 4-year-old son." So they brought it home to us, and we said, "Yes, this would be great, you know, get them out in the community and meet new kids." So we signed them up, and we took them to Vacation Bible School, and that's where I met Pastor Lewis, and after I got Connor all situated, Pastor Lewis and I just kind of sat down and kind of started discussing life a little bit, and I had shared with him that my wife has been battling cancer for the last 7 months. And I've been talking a little bit about her journey and her frustrations. And it turns out that Pastor Lewis actually Pastor Lewis had some connections with some oncologists, one being Rachel here, and another one. And that has actually turned out to be quite a blessing, because I feel that my wife has now been provided with some answers and which has alleviated some of the frustrations of her journey. So she hasn't been healed fully yet, but we're still hopeful. And now at this point, we really feel that we're getting the answers that we need. So. Yeah, we're just thankful for VBS, all the volunteers, the connections that we made there have been phenomenal. It's just really crazy to see how God works in mysterious ways. I mean, I would have never in my wildest imagination thought, okay, this, you know, small church in the Pocket area that I've never heard of because I'm from Illinois would have turned out to be just this amazing blessing to our family. So we're very, very thankful for that, and very thankful that God has opened the doors to that. So. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit or, okay, but thank you so much. Definitely look forward to having our kids at VBS next year. We got a little 2-year-old, so we're going to have to wait a little bit for that, but yeah.
What a blessing. You know, Vacation Bible School, obviously we know about the children and what a blessing it is, but I mean, to meet the families and to see how God works in many different ways. Now, how many of you were involved in helping with the Fifth Street Community Reunion? Just raise your hand. I know a number of you were very involved with that, okay? And I know others of you were, but you don't want to raise your hands. But that was such a blessing. That was last month, and do you remember the date? It was June 20th? 26. So almost exactly a month ago. And I was there a couple of times in the afternoon because there was a funeral going on, but I did meet Leslie's mother and grandmother. Of course, at that time, I had no idea the connection with Leslie and Brian, but it is amazing how God works. And as Brian shared, you know, we want to pray for Leslie with the cancer, committing that to God for his healing. You know, for Rachel to be able to talk to Leslie a little bit and just provide some insights, and as well as a Christian doctor with Kaiser that some of us know from, he actually attends Laguna Chinese Baptist, but he has quite a reputation in the Christian community. And now before I told them, I think Leslie had made an appointment with another oncologist, and it turned out to be the same person, Dr. Stephen Wong, right? So that was just an amazing connection, and certainly we'll remember them in prayer. I think I saw a hand go up right here. This is Kelvin Mock. Great, so it's good to have Kelvin with us.
Hi, I'm Kelvin Mock. I grew up on Fifth Street next door to Merrily. I grew up with Gordon. My grandmother came to the U.S. with a commission to be the Chinese school teacher at the Fifth Street School. That's how she ended up in Sacramento. Her husband was a medical doctor. He was the Surgeon General for Dr. Sun Yat-sen, and we grew up in this church on Fifth Street and later on here. This is my first return to this church since my childhood days. I haven't been back. I now live in Vacaville with Brooks, my other half. It's kind of strange and awkward to come back to this church and see very few faces that I can recognize, but I'm sure they're around. And I came to the Fifth Street reunion a little bit late, but I did see some of my old friends. Geraldine was also our next door neighbor, next door to Merrily. I used to go to Merrily's grandmother's house. She used to cook on a wood stove and made little goodies for us, and it's just fun to be back. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back, Calvin. And your wife is Brooke? Brooke, good to have both of you. So, other hands for people that would like to share? I saw some other hands. So, May? Okay. Pass this down to May, please.
Hey, I just want to share about VBS and how it's been a blessing. Each year is, I don't know, yeah, it's been a few years now, but each year seems like it's the same. God blesses us by the volunteers that he brings to our midst. He blesses us by the children that he brings to VBS. So I'm not going to talk too much.
Yeah.
So he blesses us. He blessed us in many ways, and I think some of the blessing I won't see until later on, but even now I'm just seeing a glimpse of what he has blessed us with. I could recall some of the sharings during Bible story time. They were touching to my heart. I mean, some of the staff shared to encourage the kids, and then the kids shared. It was great. And then to hear afterwards that some of the kids, they actually are wanting to look into the Bible, look up the Bible verses, it's great. So I just want to praise God and thank God for how he worked through each one of us who were there.
So just to reiterate what Michelle had said, I also grew up in this church, and when I was thinking about what to say, what to share, it had to do with a lot of the, as a child growing up and experiencing the love from this congregation, and that that's what I wanted for my kids. And here they are, and growing up, and it's a blessing. God is really good and has blessed me tremendously. I also wanted to thank Pastor Lewis also for leading the men's Bible study that we're meeting Tuesday nights, which is a tremendous blessing. He's brought in the people that come are just different from that come here, but it's just a great group of men who share their faith and also learn about the Bible verses we've been learning, and it's just been a wonderful experience, and my growth has grown a lot. And so I just thank God for everything, and that for this church and for what he's doing in this church. It's a tremendous blessing to see the changes that have been occurring, the people that have been coming and have been touched by him, and it just makes me feel good that we are doing God's word and we're doing his will. So thank you.
Okay, Grace. Speak directly into it, like this. Don't hold it down here. It's like this, right?
I'm not good at names, so I want to mention this. I was volunteering, and I noticed that. I want to look at it this way. I noticed that our kids, Sunday school kids, grow up to be such a nice young man. I was so blessed to see Greg and Grant, and they volunteering. Warm welcome to everybody. I mean, I was so blessed to see them. And Joshua Fong and Michael Fong, Byron, Mario, and all the kids, that Nicole. And when I saw they do such a nice job and with a warm welcome to everybody, I thought, wow, my prayer was answered. I was praying always, please let my Sunday school kids, I mean my, you know, CCC, to be a pillar of the God's kingdom. And they will be selected to be in, just bless all the, you know, churches and God's work. So when I saw them, and I feel so blessed, and I'm a part of a CCC, and then VBS, they're going to be really, really blessed for future. And now, in a future, we are raising those kids to be just like Greg and Grant. And all the kids right here, Joshua and Michael and Nicole. I mean, Mario, all the kids, and you should see them. And I feel so blessed. Thank you for sharing all that. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Thanks, Grace. That's one of the incredible, one of many blessings about Vacation Bible School, but it's another one of those big projects from the church family to see how God brings together this incredible spread of brothers and sisters in Christ, some as young as just 13 maybe, 12 or 13 with the youngest, 12 years old, all the way up into their 80s. And just working together on the unity and the harmony of a common goal of helping everyone, all of us, to experience and share more of God's love. Did someone else have their hand up on this side? I thought, Eddie?
I'll go over here in the corner. Okay. So it's pretty awesome, I mean, that we get this time of year that we get to share, you know, something that we're thankful for, then we get a little notice to think about things, ponder things, what's been happening. And I know some of it's maybe spontaneous and other of it's, you know, planned out, but what I want to share is that there was a great big blessing that happened this last week. And even though you don't know the personalities involved in this story, I'm going to tell you real briefly. The thing is that we all have our stories. We all have the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis. And when you listen to the voice of God or you feel the Spirit of the Lord, prompt you to do something, you sort of feel comfortable that you're doing His will. And then the fruit, it comes about. So what I want to share real briefly about is one employee of mine named Israel. And Israel is just, he was just here for a quick transition. He was a specialist in metal stud framing, and he tried to get on with my company for like a year. He kept calling me and calling me, and I'm like, no, I don't have a need for you. And he was from Arizona, and he got a job out here with the union in San Francisco, then moved to Sacramento. So long story shorter, I finally hired Israel. And he came on board, and he was just amazing how fast he could frame these commercial jobs. His personality was beautiful. He got along with everybody. It was just such an awesome fit. And but in his family life, in his financial life, before just starting with us, things were starting to mount up and press down on him, where he got back in his rent, and he you know, was asked to leave his place, and things were going on, and we were trying to help him. So what happened was that he called me last week from a veterinarian clinic, and or actually, let me back up one step. Okay, I called him to ask him about a quote on a framing job, could give me an idea how long it would take him, and he said that I can't really talk right now. I'm in a vet clinic, and my dog's really sick, and I'm gonna probably have to put it to sleep. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I even called you. Take your time. I don't care, you call me in 3 days, a week, it doesn't matter, you know. And he was having that on top of being evicted and trying to make it and trying to work with us as much as possible, but he just couldn't catch up. So we hung up. He called me about 20 minutes later, and during that time, our one guy that was a contractor, was my former employee and got his own license, he's an awesome Christian guy. He was struggling on giving up his own business, and he could see God's hand that was blessing my company, and we had wanted him back, and he finally made a determination, I'm going to go with your company, and I'm going to put my stuff on the side, because I feel, I've been praying about this, and I feel it's right to do. So, and I said, this company means more than just dollars and cents. This is about loving people and being, you know, Christ's hands extended to your employees to show them another side of you know, that maybe they haven't had a Christian employer, or maybe they don't know much about Christ. And he was in agreement. He actually does sound at his Romanian church. He says, handles the sound equipment and everything. So we had this beautiful talk. He walked out. I got this phone call from Israel, and he said, can I ask for a big favor? I have to put my dog down, and I don't have enough money, because they're going to tell me, you have enough to euthanize it, but you have to take the dead body with you. And I was like, and he needed like an extra $150 for them to bury it or cremate or whatever. And I said, yeah, go ahead, put the receptionist on the phone. But the whole time he's telling me, his voice is cracking, he's taking pauses. And I got on the phone, we paid with the company credit card, and it was over with. And the receptionist hung after ringing up the credit card. He called back about half an hour later, and I mean, you could hear he was crying. He was trying to hold it back, but just said, you don't know how much I thank you. And I said, listen, you work for a Christian company. We're to show the love of Christ. Anything we can do, you've blessed our life, and if we can do something for you. So Israel, he went back. He couldn't make it. He went back to Arizona. But the main thing I want to say is that those seeds are planted, that we just extended the love of Christ, and it does make an impact. It does something, just like the couple was sharing there, the way God lines it up and brings this person and sets you up with all those things. And so even though he's not here, I have faith that God is working in Israel's life when he goes back home with more support in Arizona. But the reason, the last thing I want to say is the reason why I really share that is just for us to open our eyes and open up our hearts and see what God is doing, because he wants to use everybody here. There's no superstars, you know. That's not how it works. It's all just an awesome love of the Lord, God's family, just working out there and making an impact in the world. So God bless you.
Thanks, Eddie. That is a blessing to hear about how God is using you and your work and your company to share God's love in different ways. Okay, anyone else would like to share? Raise your hand, please. Okay, maybe some of you are still thinking about it. In the meantime, let's go ahead and just look at a couple of verses in the Bible. If you don't have your Bible with you, you can just take the brown pew Bible that's hopefully in front of you, and we can look at a passage in Colossians chapter 3, which is on page 1167 in the brown Bible. Page 1167, or if you have your own Bible, it's Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 15. Okay, let me just read verses 15, 16, and 17, okay? We're all there together. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now in verse 16, where it says to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude, you got to stop and think, you know, when we gather for worship services, I think often the mentality is that, you know, there are a few of us who do the leading. You know, the worship team leads in worship, and then I come up and I do a sermon, and the rest of the folks are in the congregation is just kind of, you know, you're the audience or something. And I think we forget that actually we're all involved, we're all to be involved in this ministry to one another. Because according to this verse, when we sing spiritual songs and hymns and psalms, we are ministering to one another. We are helping to teach and admonish one another. And this is why it's so important. I think some folks really feel like they come to church and, you know, whether they're there or not doesn't really make a big difference. Or they come and they think, well, maybe they get something out of it, which hopefully is true. We trust that everybody that comes to church gets something out of it. But we also trust that they understand that when they show up for church, they are also contributing. And they are also helping in this collective ministry to one another. And that's why we miss folks when they're not here. Now, obviously, some folks cannot be here because of sickness or illness, because of physical limitations. They're not able to be here. Others are out of town. Certainly, we understand that. But one of the things I'm praying for is that this coming fall, especially, that we would, as a church family, be reaching out to folks that we know have been a part of the church maybe in the past and have stopped coming for whatever reason, and they're not attending any other evangelical church, and we'd like to invite them back. And so this coming fall, we're hoping to have a special Sunday that we will call like a homecoming, and we just hope to mutually and sort of corporately invite folks to come back and be a part of the church family again. So that's just something to think about, is that Colossians 3 and actually Ephesians 5 talk about this concept of ministering to one another, even as we worship together. Dan, did you have something? Or?
No, just
Okay, okay. Did anybody else want to share? Because we still have a little bit of time. Anyone else? Okay, Joe?
Just about 2 weeks ago, I finished my breakfast and I started to get up, and I discovered that I could not walk, could not stand, and could not walk. I had just played tennis a couple days earlier and everything seemed to be okay. So I asked the Lord to help restore my walking ability, and thanks to my doctor who gave me a shot of cortisone and the Lord, I found I was able to walk again.
Certainly praise God that you're able to be back with us, Joe. And as Joe shared, I mean, we're thankful, very thankful that God has provided medical care through doctors and other medical technicians and through the hospital care that we receive. But ultimately, we do trust that it is God who brings the healing.
And so obviously it's not one or the other, you know, it's both and. Anyone else? Any final sharing before?
Actually, Pastor, yes. I do have one thing I'd like to share. Okay. Like I briefly mentioned before, I work with a youth group. It's called the Mariners Drum and Bugle Corps. It's a group of musicians and performers. And we do a field presentation, and we go around the country, and we compete against other groups. You can think of it as a professional marching band. And it's very involved, and it's we have about almost 150 students in the group this year. And it takes a whole team of administrators, instructors, and support staff. The support staff are the ones that put the uniforms together, cook the food, clean up. When you're feeding 150 plus staff every, you know, three times a day, it's a pretty grand effort. So anyways, we had a couple come out and was recommended to volunteer and help us, had no idea what a drum and bugle corps was. It was referred by a friend. We needed a driver for one of the big trucks. And so he's retired, and so his friend recommended him to come on out. His name was Phil. So Phil comes on out, and he meets with our director. His name is a good friend of mine, Jim Tabucci, and find out what it's all about. And so he was coming up and meeting Jim for one of the pre-tour meetings, and Phil brings his wife along. Her name is Cheryl. So Cheryl and Jim are talking, and so just about the organization. And Cheryl asked Jim, is this a faith-based organization? And Jim says, no, it's value-based. And Jim's a very good, he's a man of God, and he goes to Karis Church down in Elk Grove, and we're brothers in Christ. He goes, it's value-based, and she says, she's very involved with her church. She's been doing a lot of mission work. She goes, I can tell that there's something very special about this group. So although officially it's not a faith-based and it is value-based, she can see God's hands working through all of us in whatever we do, whether it be VBS, music group, whether it be your exercise group, whatever you're involved with, I think people can see God's hands working in how we smile and how we look at people and how we treat ourselves and how we treat each other. So that's something that was eye-opening to me. And another story kind of related is that we were on a trip. We were somewhere in Kansas, and one of my co-instructors, he had a very bad sore throat, so he went to go see a doctor there in Kansas. They asked him, Robert, do you have a religious preference of your doctor? And he goes, what? He goes, oh yeah, you can check this box. Catholic, Christian, Muslim, other, whatever. And he didn't know how to respond to that. Apparently, in the Midwest there, maybe people are extra sensitive about where their medical care is coming from. I'm just so blessed that whatever medical care we get from our doctors, I know that God's hand is watching over us as we are being healed, and is blessing the person that is healing us too. So I don't know how to segue that into anything else, but I just wanted to share that story here in California. Things are a little different throughout this world, but just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Okay, I think this will conclude our time of sharing, and we try to do this once or twice a year, but I really appreciate all of you who had a chance to share. So that'll be the end. Let's just close in prayer. Let's pray together. Father God, thanks so much for the sharing of this morning, and for all the brothers and sisters who could share different blessings, different things happening in life, whether it be work or family or health. And Father, just thank you for all the different connections with this church. As we celebrate our 90th anniversary later this year, we see your hand of faithfulness and goodness. Thanks for all the folks who are here and all the relationships and the way that you have used this church family to be a blessing to so many. And so, Father, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.